Dream Days by Kenneth Graham.
The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from the pupils of Bowsiat County Primary School, Harold Road, Bowsiat, Wellingborough, Northamptonshire.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The foreword by Naomi Lewis. Among the autumn books of 1893 was a little volume of essays, Pagan Papers, by an unknown writer called Kenneth Graham. One curious fact might have surprised the critics and people who read the book, that its author was one of the higher officials of the Bank of England. But what really caught the attention of both were not the essays themselves, many people were writing similar ones at the time, but six additional tales or sketches about a family of children. Or were they, more exactly, an adult's recapturing of a child's view of the adult world about it? At all events, they were, in 1893, something new in English writing. These sketches were The Olympians, A Whitewashed Uncle, The Finding of the Princess, Young Adam Cupid, The Burglars, and Snowbound. For the author was so much fired by the theme that he had found that he soon had enough material for an entire book. In 1895, The Golden Age was published, with 12 more tales as well as these original six. It was an instant and lasting success. So, too, was the eagerly welcomed Dream Days when it appeared in 1898.